It's Monday, February 21st, 2011, a day dear to the heart of the children of the mother. It's in recognition of her birthday, celebrated by many early this morning at the Matramandir Amphitheater. Oroville Radio News offers announcements, interviews, music, and the weather. Today, clear skies, temperature range 25 to 29 degrees Celsius, winds east-southeasterly 16 to 21 kilometers per hour with a heat index of 32. Listen now to a series of comments from several people who were present at the laying of the foundation stones for the long-awaited Oroville Institute of Integral Health Complex.
Yes, this is a great step for Oroville. Now we have a center that will take you from the cradle to the grave.
Healthcare providers from not only allopathic medicine, but other fields, alternative fields as well, with the idea that not only are they in the same facility, but they collaborate, not simply occupy separate offices and do their own things, but discuss cases, decide who can,
Which modality
would be most effective, how they can be combined, etc. So yes, there will certainly be a place for homeopathy in the mix. And as I say, I think that's a pretty central part of the concept.
We can take care of bedridden people, so that's a very, very big step. I'm very thankful that today we start this movement.
Thank you, Manfred.
Thank you.
Are you the architect for this great undertaking?
You know, it is like this. I'm behind it in some way, but it's a long process, and many architects are actually connected with it.
You mean architects are going to collaborate?
Yes, of course.
Wonderful.
It started 1.5 years ago when I heard about this project and I had something to say about it. And people asked me, are you going to do it? And I said, no, I can't because I don't have the time, but I can help you with the briefing for architects. So we wrote a briefing and sent it to all Aurovillian architects and asked them to come to a meeting if they are interested.
And have you heard from them so far?
No, they came to that meeting, but only four of them. Mm-hmm. And then these four formed some kind of collaboration and worked on this, on a master plan for this project.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what comes out of it, lying on that chair there.
Okay. And what
but
do you
the actually will be built by Shailacha, the lady in the red.
Tell me again, it will be built by who?
Shailacha, the lady in the red. Sorry.
Okay. Her name again?
Shailacha,
okay.
Lalit's wife.
Okay. And what's the estimate of completion? 2 years, 10 years?
The estimate of completion, you know, this is a plan which is supposed to serve 25,000 Aurovillians. And if you ask me about what this whole thing will cost, it's about maybe 10 crores.
And
we only have a first phase of about 1 crore.
And how many years before it's ready to be in service?
Well, the first phase, if the money is there, it depends only on the money. Within 1.5 years, 2 years' time, it can be finished.
Oroville Institute for Integral Health. And we are going to select a name, because for people to repeat that is, I'm going to Oroville, no. So we're going to, and when the name is done, I will let you know.
We think roughly 1.5 to 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
That's okay.
But at the same time, we're going to start building the second half of the first phase.
So you're right next to Arco. How far will you extend?
The second phase is going to actually go into the Mahalakshmi Park, which is at the end here, where Matramandir is. And we're going to go up to the... We'll sort of have a kind of flowing border between us and the park so that the park can extend also into our area. Because that's what we want at that end. It should be very quiet. That'll be the inpatient part.
Mm-hmm.
So we need beautiful peace, tranquility.
Mm.
So it'll be a lovely surrounding.
And will the farewell room be incorporated in this?
Yes, yes. We'll have, I mean, the second part of phase one, which is going to be further back towards the park, the Mahalakshmi Park, that'll be hospice, elderly care, inpatient rooms, and then not far from that will be the farewell room, so that we really were encompassing
the end.
Yes, the beginning and the end, and everything in between.
I'm very excited. I think this is a real step forward.
It's been quite a struggle to get to this point, but it's been an unbelievable process, and more people are going to join. So none of us have actually been part of a project of this magnitude. So many Aurevillians are coming together to create it. It's wonderful.
Thank you, Veronica. Renovations to the original last school building in the Aspiration area are now complete. In order to commemorate this occasion, Srimati Viba Puri Das, Secretary of the Department of Higher Education, commemorated the event with her presence. Although this will be the first official visit to Auroville by Srimati Das, she's been in contact with Mother and Sri Aurobindo for many years and has expressed interest in developing new opportunities for collaboration between Auroville and various government-sponsored projects, particularly in the field of education. These are Mother's words. Aspire intensely, but without impatience. The difference between intensity and impatience is very subtle. It is all a difference in vibration. It is subtle, but it makes all the difference. You've been listening to Auroville Radio with Marlenka on microphone in studio. Yahalom, Miriam and Andrea. Comments and questions? Contact auroville radio.org. Thanks for listening.